You're listening to the Digital Marketing Dive Podcast.
Hey everyone, welcome to the second episode of the second season of Digital Marketing Dive. This is really the first produced episode, since the last episode was kind of a snippet. Anyhow, I'm on a tangent, what a surprise, I'm always on tangents. Before we introduce our topic, I want to introduce you to my lovely, talented, amazing co-host, Shannon McGill. Shannon is the founder and managing director of Diem Business Consulting in Columbus, Ohio. Welcome, Shan. Glad to have you as my co-host.
Thank you so much. I'm super excited that you asked me.
Oh, it's awesome. This is going to be so much fun this season. So why don't you tell the audience a little bit more about Diem, and then we'll dive into the show.
Of course, I'd be happy to. So Diem Business Consulting, we are a team who is dedicated to small and medium-sized businesses. Our goal is to get the small business owner back into alignment in their lives with what they want out of their life, and they're not totally focused 100%, their life, energy, all that good stuff on the business. But our second goal is to 100% grow that business to where the small business owner wants it to be. We get into these things with visions. We want to do it. We're excited. But then we get trapped in the business and the business isn't growing, and we also don't have an actual life. And so we want to take care of both of those issues. And we do so by creating strategies and fractional teams behind the small business owner so they can stay in doing what they're passionate about and driving that business forward. And we take all the work that they hate and procrastinate and drag mm-hmm. back and all that good stuff and take it off their plate.
Yep, it's kind of the whole adage that you do what you like and you hire for the rest.
That's exactly right. We make that whole process very easy.
That's awesome. Fantastic. Well, let's get on to our topic for today's show, using technology to get healthy. It's a bit off topic for digital marketing, but here's a way to tie it back in. We all spend so much time, especially now, behind the computer, that we need to figure out how to use our technology to help us get healthy, as well as keeping gainfully employed.
Yes.
Now, Shen, I know in the past you were actually a fitness coach. So this might be right up your alley.
Yes. Love it.
Yeah. So how do you use technology to stay healthy? Like what's your trick?
It's so funny. Technology has completely taken over my life. Like 10 years ago when I owned my fitness company, right? There was like a couple little things that you could do. Live Strong, I remember recommending mm-hmm. to personal training clients and that kind of thing. But now it's so integrated, right? And I use a Fitbit religiously. Like all of my workouts, it records my steps, records my sleep. That's super important when you're talking about, mm-hmm. you know, maintaining a healthy life. But then I also record on my Fitness Pal what I'm eating, because at least for me as a small business owner and to this, you know, the people in my network, we live these crazy busy lives. We don't
absolutely
have time to slow down, right? And if we're not intentional about monitoring that stuff, that means sitting in front of a computer for 10 hours and eating nothing but fast food and running from event to event. And literally our business, our lives are going to go hit the ground real quick if we live lives.
Yeah. It catches up to you. I mean, and one of the best things I ever bought was a standing desk, not a desk that stands, but like a desktop standing desk. I mean, when it sits on your desktop and it's hydraulic, so you can lift it up, it stands for like a half an hour. When your legs get a little jello-y, you put it down again.
Right.
And you sit down for another 20, 30 minutes. I mean, I don't use it quite as much as I should, but I do use it. And it's, you know, one of the best investments I ever did. It was like $250 on Amazon.
Right.
Go figure. Absolutely. Amazon. But I mean, there's other things. I mean, like my Samsung phone has built-in health app. So I'm like, it's just, I walk and it's like, oh, you just walked how many steps? This many miles. I'm like, well, that's not cool. I didn't even have to wear a watch or a Fitbit. And then there's a really cool app called Strava. It's for walking, running, biking, swimming. And it's kind of like a social network for exercising. So like my younger brother, who is a fitness freak, I mean, he'll. I mean, when I say freak, I mean he's a real freak when it comes to fitness.
Okay.
He puts like an NFL player to shame because he'll go out for a 20-mile bike ride in Colorado in the morning, and then he'll go for like a 30-mile run in the afternoon. Those numbers sound insane. They are, and it's insane. He'll go for like a 30-mile hike in the afternoon. I'm like, do you work? He's like, yeah. I think my work in amongst my play. I'm like, well, that's the way to live. So.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, exactly. So, what kind of tips, since you're the one that has been in the fitness industry teaching people how to be healthy, what are some tips you have for people who are sitting behind the desk all day?
So, it's really important, honestly. The thing is that people don't understand is we are just not nearly as productive if we're not moving around, right? We're
absolutely
not, our focus can't maintain. If we're not eating healthy, if we're not sleeping well, it all ties together and it's a downward spiral, right? Mm-hmm. And so we are what's driving our companies. We are what's driving our business. We are what's driving our whole entity, as far as if, you know, we're your career people in corporate or something like that. We are driving that productivity. And if we are not taking care of ourselves, we can't drive that productivity. And so the things that I personally utilize and I used to preach all the time when I owned the fitness company was I get up every hour and really walk around. I've got my Fitbit set to at 10 minutes to the end of the hour. It vibrates and I have to get at least 250 steps in that hour or it won't stop until I make it, you know? And so,
oh, that's awesome. So it nags you.
Absolutely. So I do that. I really monitor what I eat on my Fitness Pal because honestly, I have the biggest sweet tooth and I would sit around and eat chocolate all stinking day long.
And also stress eating. When you're a business owner, there's a lot of issues with stress eating because you're not always hungry, but you're stressing and you're like, well, what makes me happy?
Especially now when so many of the time, like we're at home so much more, right? But also learn some basic yoga poses. They're yoga, right? Learn some basic yoga poses. It's going to save your back and your shoulders and your neck and your legs and all that kind of thing. What we don't realize is sitting for so long with our hands out in front of us is not the way our muscles are meant to sit for hours on end, right? And so just in those 10 minutes, you know, at the end of the hour when you're walking around, learn some stretches that you can stretch and keep yourself going that way. Because when those muscles start tightening up, you know, your hamstrings tighten up because you're sitting all day, it pulls on your lower back. So it feels like you've got lower back issues when you really just need to stretch out those hamstrings, right? Any kind of pain like that adds to the stress, which adds to more tight muscles, which adds to binge eating, which adds to not sleeping well. And it all is just this giant ball.
Funnel or like downward spiral. If you don't do it right. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
and also another thing is a lot of people are thinking, all right, we're going to get up, we're going to move around, we're going to, you know, physical health and all that. But another thing you got to think about is your mental health. And that's a big thing for me is that, like, I try to meditate for 20 minutes a day, midday. The minute I start feeling stressed, I go in and I put on my inside timer or put on calm, and this Headspace and Butterfly and all those others. And all these links are in the show notes. But, you know, the idea is that I sit down and I'm quiet, which is shocking that I'm able to do this because if anyone knows me, I'm not a quiet individual, but I'll sit there and just listen to the music and just breathe.
Yeah.
I get back to work. I feel calm and no pun intended for the app calm. But the idea is that, like, with the mental health aspect, that, I mean, your brain is a muscle.
Yes.
And you have to work it multiple different ways. And when you just give it a chance to kind of like think only about your breathing, only about one thing, it enables it to kind of just like relax for a second.
Right.
It's great, yeah. You know?
We have to let it rest. I mean, and once more, I'm in the small business world and entrepreneurs are constantly trying to figure things out, right? They're constantly trying to solve issues and pivot and create and all that good stuff. And it's amazing. It's a beautiful thing. But our brains need a break too. And so often we can't even turn them off to go to sleep because we've not taught it how to turn off, right? And so it's very important. It's very important to take that those times to just meditate and turn things off and teach your brain. It's okay. It's not only okay, we need you to do this.
Yeah. And here's some good tips. I mean, obviously stand and move your body around regularly. Obviously, I think a standing desk or a converter for your desk is great.
Right.
But even if you just get up and move around every 30 minutes and just like literally walk across the room and back a few times, or if you're on a phone call and you're on hands-free and you're not in video, which is very rare nowadays,
right?
Walk and talk.
Right.
Flail your arms, talk, they're not seeing you and you don't have to sit up straight and sit on Zoom and you're on the phone. That's your time to move. Also, listen to good music and dance while you're working. I've been known to do that.
It's hilarious. I do that all the stinking time. First of all, if I'm on the phone and I've got my headset on, I am walking constantly. Like, I can't sit still to do that. But then listening to good music and dancing, good song breaks out, I'm dancing all over my kitchen.
Yeah, I'm sure this video in your kitchen, that'd be hilarious.
we're not doing that.
No TikTok video from you? There you go. But this is a good starter for the second season. I think that, look, we're around the 12 minute mark. I think it's good for the first show. Sure. So let's wrap it up here. This has been great, Shan. The season's gonna be fantastic. I feel the energy here bubbling over, and a lot of people don't know that we are now on Castos, which is a podcasting host. A lot of people don't know that when you have your website for your podcast, that's great, but you need a spot to put your audio or your video, and Castos is a great place to do it. They're our sponsor. You can check them out over at socialbiz.bz/Castos. It's socialbiz/CASTOS, and give them a try. I think you get 14 days for free to try them out. Upload some audio. They'll help you with your feed. And the support is fantastic. A lot of the people in the WordPress ecosystem that I know work there. Like, I just found out one of my friends that goes to all these WordCamps with me that I see all the time and lives around the corner works for Castos in their tech support. So I'm like, oh, hi. How's it going? So check them out, and then also we want to hear from you. So if you want and you feel so inclined, you can drop us an email at hello@digitalmarketingdive.com. And if you're interested in listening to the past season, we went from train wreck to much better, over 32 episodes. The last episode actually starts off with a blind and deaf cat meowing. I kid you not.
Nice.
So talk about a little unique of a podcast. So you have big shoes to fill, Shan. Big shoes.
I can hardly wait.
This is going to be so much fun. Yeah. I can't wait. This is going to come out every 2 weeks, and we will see you guys on the flip side.